unfortunately, the reality is that type of noise, chokes are not going to really help a lot. You know, line chokes and that are designed for sporadics and what have you. But if you've got, you know, huge generators with windings chirping around, it's going to be pretty impossible.
Yeah, that's true. There's only so much you can do. I mean, the IC7300 has a lot of nice built-in filters, and I tried that, and yeah, it does work to a point, but you're right, there's nothing you can do when the noise levels are that high.
Yeah, so remember, if you have a laptop, put some headphones on and that, do try the Utah SDR, tune into whatever band you want to try, like 14.270 or whatever, tune in the SDR to that, and then transmit your signal. And you may be surprised, all of a sudden you'll hear yourself coming out of Utah.
I'll have to play around with that. That's a good way of testing, you know, just to see how far I'm going. And then you said there's also a Prince George one as well.
Yeah, the Prince George one is mostly used, well, I use it in the mornings because I just have lots of noise here talking to the BC boys. But for the BC Public Service Net at 530, 3729, use the Prince George one. You'll pick up everybody, and so what? That's your receiver. Big deal. The main thing, as long as your signal is getting out and you're able to hear everyone and they're able to hear you, that's all that counts.
It's just a learning curve. I'll definitely give that a try. And as for the vertical, I think it's really going to only be good for a long distance. I think locally I can get away with 10, 20 meter, but when I tried 40, the base station was able to hear me, but the signal significantly went down. I think he was reading me at like a 2 as opposed to a 10 over 9 at 20 meter.
Yeah, well, I'm not trying to discourage you, man, but if you're near locomotives with generators and that, you are probably going to, for most of your amateur hobbyist type thing, going to have to rely on an SDR receiver. The rest of it for transmitting that, I'm sure you'll be fine, but any type of noise ceiling you have that's fairly high, any stations underneath that, I don't care what SDR you have or, so excuse me, DSP you have built in the radio, you're just not going to pull the signal on.
That's for sure. I mean, I do plan to do a photo with it, so maybe I can start with just going down to a park down the road, which is quite a ways away from the train track area. So that would be a good test to see how much of an improvement there is.
Oh, absolutely, and that's a nice radio. I had a 7300. I've had a lot of radios. Look at my QRZ page. I can go POTA too, but, you know, kind of carrying an FT-1000 FT down to a park pretty well takes the picnic table's space. Not enough room for coffee. Go ahead.
I recognize you. Can I just... I got to get a little more organized with these call signs. Can I get your call sign again?
Yeah, it's Victor Echo number 7, Oscar Romeo, and my name is Merlin, like the magician or the famous Rolls Royce engine. And I'm located in Vancouver, Chinatown.
Ah, that's right. I remember we were experimenting with Simplex there, and you were able to receive me even on my little mobile antenna.
Well, I got you right now. You're on the side of the beam mirror, and that's 6, so I imagine if I swung the beam to you, it'd make a difference. I'm just too lazy to go outside and use the vice grips to turn the house around. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I did get a new antenna also, which is the homemade J-pole, which was a significant difference in Simplex. It's just I need a place to mount it, right? I was temporarily using it on a ladder, so it's a project that I'm working on, and I think once I get the height, I'll be able to do Simplex pretty much everywhere.
Give me a little rag cue, like tell me what time of day it is or whatever. I'm going to turn the beam to you. Listen to you on the input.
It's 2:04 p.m. right now.
No, what I meant is give me at least 30 seconds of chin wag. Okay, I'll turn the beam. If I remember right, you're in Port Moody, right? Hello, hello, hello.
That would be Pitt Meadows, actually. But close, you got the angle almost there.
QSY to 14658. Again, 14658.
I wonder if I could get a real quick radio check here. This is
okay, so I will
WI.
Go to 14658.
I wonder if I could get a real quick radio check. This is E7NWI.
Victor Alpha 7 Delta Tango November. Your radio is breaking up. It's just barely making it.
Yeah, okay. It's where I'm sitting right now. Is that better?
Yeah, sure. Give me a count to 10.
I'm on a 1-watt handy copy here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Over.
That came in pretty clean. It's hard to tell, but you are hitting the repeater.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that a lot. CE7NWI, thank you.
No problem. CA7DTN, standing by.
Victor Echo 7, call for monitoring.
E7 JSO monitoring.